welcome to Dirty Laundry with Naomi.
Yo, 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 and what's up, Naomi?
Well, you didn't even tell them your name. Yeah, you just skipped right back to me. Like, I introduced myself and you just like, let me introduce Naomi
pleasantries,
again.
Pleasantries, you know. Okay.
So can we move to the part of the formalities right, where we introduce you?
And me, Beston.
It is I, your
favorite radio DJ presenter host, personality, DJ, that's me.
So Naomi and Beston are welcoming you to today's episode of Dirty Laundry, where we will be taking a look at fake reviews and cancel culture. But before we get into the good stuff, here is Limo Blaze, Grace, featuring Jill Joel.
Baba, you try for my kiss, kiss, and I know I never mention to your name, no, name, no, name, no. Oluwa, give me your kiss, kiss, cause I know bad man want to shunt my wrist, wrist, wrist. Baba, you try for my kiss, kiss, and I know I never mention to your name, no, name, no, name, no. I don't go ever put you to shame, shame, shame. Yes, yes, give me that, give me that, give me that. I don't go ever put you to shame, shame, shame. I know that your hand is upon me. Make I don't go play with my anointing. Cause he did cover me and he did protect me. Every day is working. I know that your hand is upon me. Make I no go play with my anointing. Cause he did cover me and he did protect me. Every day, man, it's working. This is all I want from you, I need it. Feel me till I overflow, I need it. Feel me with your grace. Put me in a space where you guide my steps. Every day, I need it. Yes, I need it. No, I need it. Can't do a thing without it, I need it. I said, you know. Baba, you try for my kiss, kiss, and I know I'll never be ashamed to your name, oh, name, oh, yeah. Kiss up, and I know I never be ashamed to you anymore, anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so I say, give me that, give me that, give me that. I don't go ever put you to shame, shame, shame. So I say, give me that, give me that, give me that. I don't go ever put you to shame, shame, shame.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Yep. Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM.
Yeah, radio has never been better.
Never been better.
Okay, so we know where this is heading. We know that people are angry. And
yeah.
This week's focus on why our people are angry is cancel culture.
Sure.
Do you know what cancel culture is?
Cancel culture. How can I answer what cancel culture is without being canceled?
I don't think anyone can cancel you right now.
I'm uncancelable.
You are uncancelable for now.
Yeah, well, pretty much summarized it. I'll just give my own layman's terms. It's, I think the moment a person speaks against a popular opinion or thought, already they're
being canceled.
Yeah, basically being you, it's almost like committing social suicide.
You're literally putting a target on yourself and saying, come at me.
Yeah, because pretty much these guys freaking mob up. It's like a mob.
Like, you know, so many people who hop on this cancel culture train don't even know why they're canceling people, but just because everyone's canceling Basten, then I might as well also cancel Basten.
Pretty much. I think it's that monkey see, monkey do. Hey, it's popular right now. The moment, especially if something's trending, people just jump on the bandwagon, whether they know what's going on or not. And also, I think it really has become a culture, really.
It really has become a culture.
When it's not even necessary, you know, sometimes for people to
lose
their minds.
Dude, like people cancel the most random things.
Yeah.
Like my thing is, okay, so we're so big. This generation is so big on freedom of speech. Like, let me have my say. I have rights to say this.
Yeah.
But then the very moment somebody speaks their heart, then you cancel them.
Pretty much.
What's the point then in advocating for freedom of speech if people are going to be canceled for saying something that you don't agree with?
Because it exactly is going against that right now. And you know what's crazy about it now? There's even like teams of people who would like dig up old messages. 10-year-old
just so that they can cancel
messages.
Someone.
15-year-old stuff a person said.
It's crazy. Look, I'm not against like disagreeing with someone, but the extent at which cancel culture, I think cancel culture is actually, it is just, it's
ruining us. It really is. Because you know, because now it's so crazy that a person loses their job.
No, for real.
Because
for real.
A lot of well-known celebrities and just even the average person now would, because people would put pressure on the company.
Yeah.
That
cancel culture is out of control.
You know, Donald Glover said something quite interesting, not too while ago, whereby he was like, cancel culture has resulted in a whole lot of boring TV shows and comedians.
Yes.
Because now people are afraid to talk
think
about
out of the box.
Yeah.
So what we do is we create movies, we write books, we write songs that are all basically the same, just a different cover.
You know,
it's the same book, same contents, just a different picture in front, just so that the mass media can
be happy.
Exactly.
You don't go against the popular thing right now.
And it's so sad because like you can literally be watching a movie and you know what's going to happen because the people making this movie were too scared of being canceled.
Or they just wanted to support what was trending at that time. So it's kind of like forced in.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that's going on. And it sucks because now we become a generation that can't even speak about this controversial topics,
but
and
at
all
the same
that.
Time, there are people who are literally pushing so hard so that you can, like, basically just say what you want, like freedom of speech. But then the same people who are punting freedom of speech are punting cancel culture.
Yeah, and you know, This thing is something I think that's going to live with us for a long
time. It is not dying out anytime soon.
Coming,
it's still hot. It's not even lukewarm.
And you know, I think, I would think this is something we've probably had as humans for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Because if you look back, I know this is kind of like an extreme example, but if you look back to like the witch trials in Salem.
Yeah.
Way back in the, way back in history, let me say. So there were specific things, if you'd done or didn't do, you would be considered a witch or whatever. So it got to the point where if someone didn't like you or just didn't, they would go and accuse you of being a witch. If you argued with someone or went against what they thought, they would just, accuse you of being a witch, and a whole mob would freaking just go at you.
Yeah.
Without even fact checking or anything, which is pretty much what's happening
without
right now.
Fact checking. That's what irritates me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's such a hype for a good 24 hours, then it dies out. And then your hype is finished, but you've literally ruined somebody's life.
Yeah.
And you move on. That's the annoying part, is that people don't actually understand the implications that come with cancel culture. Like you retweeting, you adding your own spice, like broken telephone. Now this thing becomes 10 times worse. You're literally destroying somebody's life. But then when hype finishes for you, it finishes for you.
Yeah.
But then the person at the other side, other end of this thing that you're trying to cancel, like it's not over for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't just die down for them in 24 hours.
There are, of course, I guess, to kind of see the other side of it, there are cases where kind of this has been used for the good.
Yeah.
Where there have been people who have done some really bad things or some really controversial
Netflix
things.
Netflix with cuties.
Yeah, or exactly.
We're all canceling Netflix.
Or, or some serious, or they harassed colleagues or and all that, and this gets brought out.
Yeah.
And the actions and the voices of the masses result in that person receiving the punishment due to them.
Yeah.
So there are cases like that.
Look,
where
it's a really,
kind of makes sense.
It's a really nice concept, right?
Yeah.
But can we actually not just do it because it's hot and it's trending? Can we actually, for ourselves, get background information, like just know more about this topic before putting your two cents in? Because most of the time you don't even know the whole truth.
Exactly.
You know
one side of what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. So just get a little bit more information about what you are going out and putting out into the world before leading people astray, because you have people who are watching you that you don't even know that you have influence over.
Yeah.
And now you're influencing a whole mass of people to do who knows what. But just get your ducks in a row, you know, like know your information, like before you go and cancel someone.
You know, there's just one, solution to cancel culture. Become a comedian. Comedians cannot
you
be
canceled.
You
can't cancel a comedian.
You just can't.
True.
Like the stuff comedians speak about would get so many like freaking broadcast
it's
channels. Yeah, you know, it's just a joke. You know, we're laughing about it.
Yeah.
Like as a comedian, you just can't get canceled. You're immune to cancel culture. So I swear, like right now, that's pretty much the only place where freedom exists.
Comedy.
Pretty much comedy and like, yeah, and your comedic shows and series and stuff. But the normal person, even to the celebrity, freedom of speech is now out the window. You have to think, okay, as I say this, what group will I not offend? Will it offend this group? Will it offend that group? Will it offend that group? Will it offend these people? Will it offend that gender?
Sure. Oh man. It sucks that people are so, what's the word? Sensitive.
Snowflakes.
Like people are so sensitive, but at the same time they are such like bullies because they are literally just behind the screen. Nobody will ever see them. Like how many of these people who are busy canceling people just because of cancel culture would literally, if the person was standing in front of them, would they still be like canceled?
Yeah, you know, it's that power of being online, you know, anonymity as well. You know, like, hey, behind the screen I'm protected. No one can get to me. Yeah. No one knows who I really am.
Yeah.
No one knows the kind of cancelable stuff I do anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just, I'm just that voice though. Just see what I've written there and add that to the group.
Final thoughts. Cancel culture, yay, nay?
No. It's making for a boring world. Now I can't even talk about controversial or make fun of controversial
stuff. Listen, I don't know what it is with you, but every second week you happen to be on the right side of the discussion. Like, literally, without fail, every second week, Beston redeems himself.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's a little ritual.
Okay, I don't know how I feel about it because there is a good aspect to it, but then there's also a very negative aspect to it. So I must say, sure. Oh man, I must say, sure. I think that's my final answer.
Show out of 10.
Show out of 10. Definitely a show out of 10.
I think, you know, there are specific things they should be that should be like really taken seriously with this cancel culture, you know. Someone has done some sort of harassment, you know, actual crimes have been committed. Yes.
Then we cancel
the moment someone maybe speaks something that's offensive against some other group or a specific person, no.
No.
No. That's his opinion.
Yeah, true.
That's his
thoughts.
I mean,
like, you're entitled to your opinion. Doesn't mean your opinion is right.
Exactly.
But you're entitled to your opinion. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I think it's good for some causes, but
it is. Yeah. But now, because of cancel culture, we have a whole bunch of fake people and fake reviews. Beston, let's talk about fake reviews.
Take it away. So it's a pretty interesting story I found out. So, so Amazon, right? I guess it's a platform, where you can, they're third parties as well who can sell their goods to consumers through Amazon.
Yeah.
So you'd have Naomi stores, you know.
Yeah.
You sell iPhone covers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Through Amazon, you know, you can get people out there because Amazon has access to all these people.
Yeah.
This consumer base you might not be able to get to yourself. So now what happened was there's a cybersecurity team happened to access an open server, one of the Amazon servers, right? So in there, what they discovered was a collection. What they called it was a treasure trove of fake reviews from third-party vendors and customers. Where so these guys are called safety detectives, right?
Okay.
That's the name of the team. And what they found was basically it would be people who there was actually even like a system they had in place whereby this third party vendor would be selling monitors or something. Yeah. Let's say monitors. So you would purchase the monitor via PayPal, right?
Yeah.
This way, this transaction is not like in Amazon's database or anything that it happened through PayPal. So they do this. The person receives the product. A couple of days later, they had to write like a 5-star review. Like, you know, this is a fake one. And this is an awesome product. I love this thing. And what then happens is that they get refunded through PayPal by the third-party vendor for that product and keep it. So basically, you're being paid for your services pretty much.
Okay.
And it was pretty crazy. So this was happening for more. It was a ridiculous amount of.
Wasn't it like 200,000?
About 200,000 worth of reviews. Pretty much. No, 200,000 people were involved.
200,000 people were putting fake reviews.
Yes.
Okay, so is it people who, where do they get 200,000 people to put fake reviews?
Well, a whole lot of vendors. One of the locations that was found, it was like a lot of it originating from China. China has a lot of people.
So, wow, China has a lot of people. So China just has like this company where
a whole lot of
they
vendors,
hire people
party
to,
vendors,
So to put up fake reviews. But like some of these reviews be dodge. Like they'd be like, I just got this yesterday and oh my goodness, it's the best thing since cream cheese. And it's this, like they literally oversell it. Like it, to a point where you think if I bought this, I wouldn't put this type of review, you know? And then also they still on some other referring other people. Like the reviews are just very dodge.
You know, surprisingly enough, these ones were also kind of super organized because they knew the regulations or the checks that are done to reviews for validity. So they would kind of tell these guys their rules in which they kind of had to follow while posting this fake review. So it seems more believable. So, of course, the messed up part is some people will be deceived.
Yeah.
You would want to buy something. You want something of quality. You read these reviews. Ah, oh, these are pretty good reviews. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
And you know what sucks is that when you're buying online and you don't trust the place.
Yeah.
The thing that actually convinces you are the reviews.
Exactly.
And now the problem is that all of these reviews are fake.
Exactly.
So you go on and you're like, oh, wow, Susan said she got hers in 2.5 minutes. And it's literally, it works so perfectly. It came with the batteries, you know. It's not that all parts sold separately. She got all the parts, you know. It's literally like they make it sound as if God opened heaven and literally just dropped this thing for them. And it works so perfectly.
Yeah.
Then you get it. Oh. 6 years later, you still haven't gotten it. Then when you do get it, there's no batteries. There's no buttons. There's basically nothing. You basically just get
scammed, pretty much.
Scammed.
And you know, this specific topic really hits, like, it hits a nerve with me.
No, did somebody get you?
Well, I've,
are you speaking from a wounded place?
Mostly from a place of, I actually do a lot of online shopping.
Same. And I read reviews.
Exactly.
But I don't read reviews from one site. So I'll read the reviews on the site. Then I'll go to like probably two other sites that are speaking about like, let's say it's from Amazon. I'll be like, okay, so Amazon reviews about like a specific thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, it's actually something to actually make me a bit like, no man, they can't do this.
They can't do this.
This ain't right.
It ain't right.
Because exactly, I would be so frustrated. I could just imagine.
Anybody would be
I would be so frustrated. But, Amazon came out with a statement saying, of course, they have their checks that they do.
Yeah.
And, for people to put in their input as well. If you read a review and you think it's fake.
Yeah.
Then you should, you know, just kind of report it as a fake review. Because fake reviews are not really something you can fix. There's something you can kind of monitor, if I can say, or try and manage.
I didn't know you can report fake reviews.
Yeah, you can actually, there's an option to like report some reviews.
Oh man, but there's just so many. Because I mean like 200,000 people. That's a lot.
That's
and
a
then
lot
it's
of
just
people.
A whole three of us who are irritated by fake reviews. Like, when will we ever reach 200,000?
No, because now you get into the whole point of now getting in and searching which one's fake. Which
and you have
fake.
To read them. You can't just guess. Yeah. You have to literally read them, you know, inspect, look for funny things.
But it shows how freaking crazy it is that, or how companies, let me say, really understand how us as people influence each other to buy things.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like it's really crazy because a lot of people, a lot of the times, even like think about it as like a teenager or something. You see all your friends buying a specific shoe now.
Yeah.
Or buying a specific phone. Then now you just want it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you now hear a whole lot of people speaking good about a specific product, then just like, oh, you're more inclined to buy this. But it's just crazy that how they understand the psychology of freaking, of buying items.
Yeah.
To use it to their advantage like that. But shame on them.
Shame on them.
Shame
but kudos
on
to them at the same time. Because
no, it's smart, but
they're making money. They're making money.
Blood money.
Blood money.
It is blood money. So definitely a no-no there. I think.
I also, we're not even going to vote on this one. Like, no,
it actually annoys me to even think about it. Because even just like last week, I was reading a review on something I wanted to buy.
Did you
and it seemed good. It seemed good. No, I eventually just went into a walk-in store anyway to get it.
To get it.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait. That's one thing I kind of hate about ordering online.
Is the wait.
The waiting. Because now you start always tracking the order to see how far you are.
Yeah, but then when it arrives,
how far you are.
So nice.
How far
it's better than
how far
that feeling of like unboxing is better.
I know,
than
I like
actually.
That.
I love
but
unboxing.
The freaking feeling of waiting I don't like.
Okay, I'm very patient, so I can wait.
I have zero patience. I was not blessed with that ability.
Yeah, only as, you know, right people in life.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to like to speak about today. You know, just something that was just annoying the masses as well.
No, we're all annoyed by fake reviews. Yeah. And the thing is, most people don't even know that these reviews are fake. Because some of them, they're quite convincing.
Exactly.
But there are some sites that have reviews and I'm just like, you're lying. You're literally lying. Why are you lying? Like, I don't know if you've ever been on, okay, for example, like, you know, the sites that have like games and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like the reviews from your actual Play Store or what is the Google one called?
App Store. Yeah, the
so,
Play Store is the Google one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Play Store.
App Store. So from your stores, right?
Yeah.
Those reviews I could try to believe.
Yeah.
But there's some other reviews where you're just like, why are you lying? Like,
no, some of them you can. You know,
they make no sense. Some of these things don't even need reviews. Like, it makes no sense as to why you are reviewing Candy Crush and telling me how perfectly it works and that I must also buy coins, you know, I must buy coins, I
you
must
invite
friends.
Planted. It was,
yeah.
They're planted.
Some
reviews.
Of them just look so
some of them kill me because even the English is so bad on
Dude.
Some of these things. It's like, this sounds like Dude. Something was written in another language
and
put into Google Translate, direct translation, copy all of that, paste, 5 stars, send.
Nah, and it's the 5 stars for me. But you know what, Ned? There was this one game I was playing. And then, so, you know when you just abuse a game to a point where you need more, let's say, stars or points or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it like says if you go and rate our game 5 stars, you'll get more life or more points or whatever. I've honestly once gone to rate five stars just because I wanted. And you know what? Did they give me the points? No, they didn't. After I went and I gave them 5 stars.
Oh, was that a genuine 5-star review? Did you in your own think it was a 5-star app?
It wasn't a 5-star app. I just
fake
wanted
review.
That.
So you posted a fake review.
No, but then I went in and undid it because they didn't give me the points that they promised to give
but
me.
But you see how that's very similar to these people I'm speaking about expecting compensation for posting the fake.
They get paid.
Naomi.
What?
You are part of the problem.
I am not part of the problem. This is where we end the show. Thank you very much for listening to the Best in a Naomi show. It's not called the Best in a Naomi show. It is called Dirty Laundry with Best in and myself. We really enjoy speaking about, what is it that we speak about? Angering topics, issues,
you know,
annoyance.
Yeah. Just stuff.
We really enjoy
rubbing people off the wrong way, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely here is reactive reminder that you can catch all the amazing Active FM shows and our show.
Which is more? You heard that from me.
You heard it from Vestin, not my handwriting, but I definitely agree with him, I must say. On Spotify, on iTunes, on Instagram, on Twitter, just type in Active FM 777 and you'll be hooked up good. You will be hooked up good. That is it for this week from Naomi.
And Vestin.
We will
Cheers.
Catch you next week.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Rejection had me trust is a distant friend. But then I was kissed with forgiveness, energized and refreshed by
now I'm restored.